Step into a world of adventure and join our players in the continuation of Waterdeep Dragon Heist in a homebrew adventure called Eye of the Thrallspire. We are thrilled to have you, but we'd be even more thrilled if you became a patron of our podcast on Patreon. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this is Quest.
Everybody, this is L. So the last time, the Black Viper sent us into the Yawning Portal to stop some ritual with a Mind Flayer. I know they tried to gas us up, but I felt they took the easy route. That fucking Mind Flayer mind-controlled Durnan. So we fought Durnan, an orc wizard, and a bunch of hobgoblins, and then had to stop the Mind Flayer's ritual. Like usual, I had to handle the tough stuff. Oh, did you know that Tay has a Odiug named Mello? That fucking thing's been ravaging the sewer. He took care of the wizard for me, but I still had to fight the Mind Flayer. That thing penetrated me with its tentacles. Not like that, you guys are gross. I was finally able to overcome it, and I stabbed that fucker in the side of the head.
The battle has ended, and the silence that fills the Yawning Portal is almost deafening after the chaos of the fight. The Mind Flayer lays defeated at your feet, its twisted form lifeless on the stone floor. The dark ritual it had tried to complete now stopped. The heavy tension in the air begins to fade, and for the first time in what feels like an eternity, Talon, Cam, Magic Dan, and El finally catch their breath. You survived. The city is safe for now. But the weight of what's to come still lingers just beyond the dawn. The doors of the Yawning Portal suddenly burst open, and in stagger Renair, Volo, Floon, the Black Viper, and some of their allies. Bloodied, bruised, weary, but alive.
That was a hell of a job. You stabbed that Mind Flayer right in the head.
Yeah, you know, it would have been nice if maybe like one of you guys came over here and like helped me. That would have been fucking great.
Well, I'm more of a shooter guy. Like, I stay back and like get him with this thing.
Honestly, Al, I was really just trying not to die.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Hey, speaking of which, why is there an Odiug here?
Mello, come say hi.
This giant, malformed, three-legged, tentacled, giant mouth, eyeless creature lumbers across the tavern to you guys. It projects its voice into all of your heads.
I'm Mello. That's Master Tay.
Great job, Mello. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm mildly terrified, but that was a pretty good job killing that wizard. I guess it's kind of like me and Meowsalini, except a way bigger litter box or something.
I mean, it's the only pet here that hasn't bit me yet, so.
Yeah, fair.
No biting, Mello.
Yeah, why don't you pet him?
I would go over and I'd try to pet Mello.
Come on.
You reach out towards him. He is slimy, scaly, sticky. It's disgusting. When you pull your hand away, there's a trail of slobber just off of his flesh.
I'll like wipe it on a table next to me and be like, it's still not the strangest pet I've seen.
Speaking of which, Meowsalini, where are you at?
Meowsalini just jumps down and comes into the bar. Oh, my little prince, you're still alive. I love you so much. Let me pet your little face.
That was a hell of a fight, guys. We're lucky we made it out.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad news, wasn't it? Them hobgoblins were serious.
The hobgoblins were what almost got you? Not the Mind Flayer or the wizard or...
Durnan?
Yeah, Durnan was super intense. Durnan, are you okay, by the way?
What in the nine hells is that?
He points over at Mello.
That's Mello. He...
Get it out of my bar right now.
He's kind
of
like a dog, I think.
No, mm-mm. Get it out of my bar.
Mello, can you go back home for a little while, please?
Okay, Master Tay, but I'll miss you.
I miss you too, buddy.
Now, Durnan, that creature might have just saved your life.
And the bar.
He will motion his hand over to where Mello had dug through the earth, and there's snapped floorboards, a big hole in the floor. It's a mess. And he will say, I would have taken mind control over this.
Well, now it's the double Yawning Portal.
Yeah, two holes are better than one, they say.
Get it out of my bar.
Bye,
Master Tay.
And then it jumps in the air and dives into the floorboards, and dirt flies out from underneath of it, and it just creates a huge mess. Durnan is beyond upset.
Yeah, we probably could have got him to leave through the door.
I'm going to look at Durnan with like a shit-eating grin and be like, well, you got your wish.
He just deeply sighs and walks away from the group of you.
Free drinks, right?
Are there still wings on?
He turns and flips you all off with two fingers.
We're not doing this again. Where is the Black Viper?
You look over towards Volo and Floon and Renair and the Black Viper, and Volo immediately throws his hands into the air.
I knew you had it in you. Heroes through and through. Stopping a Mind Flayer's ritual? That is the stuff of legends.
It is, and you're going to write a great story about it, aren't you, front page?
I was going to ask if I could write a book about it. Volo's Guide to the Heroes of Waterdeep.
That's fine, but when you do it, make sure you include that the greatest member of the family in line was here fighting today.
Oh, certainly. No problem.
He means me.
The important brother.
I caught on to that. Well, inspiration has struck. I must start writing.
L, you are nearly tackled to the ground by Floon, who throws himself upon you.
Oh, my darling, you saved me. You did it.
Actually, it was Magic Dan. He did it all.
Oh!
He turns towards Magic Dan.
I could just kiss you, all of you, my beautiful, brave heroes. My heart is yours, truly.
I appreciate it. I do. Speaking of which, where's Yagra?
She hasn't returned yet. You don't see her.
Oh, man. Well, still no, Floon.
Floon will wander off towards where Volo is sitting. Volo has set himself up a spot in the bar. He is currently writing a lot. The last person to approach you is Renair.
How did the battle go outside?
It went well. We didn't lose too many.
That's good. I'm glad that you made it.
I'm glad you made it. I knew you could pull it off. Stopping that ritual, Waterdeep owes you more than you can imagine.
That's only part of what we have to do. We still have to take care of the Xanathar.
Fuck.
Hey, has anybody searched that corpse or that mind flayer? Maybe he's got something good on him. I'll go over and to search his corpse.
Sure. He doesn't have very much on him of use. However, you do find a half-eaten brain.
Ah, gross! Ew, man, why did I do that? I thought he'd have money.
Was he saving that for later? Like a little post-battle snack? Just in case?
Yeah, it's like a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, I guess. More like a Pop-Tart, maybe?
A Hot Pocket is just a savory Pop-Tart.
Yeah, fair.
That's
yeah,
very fair. Yeah. All just ravioli.
The Black Viper will approach, standing next to Renair. You're right about the Xanathar. You've stopped the ritual, and for that, Waterdeep owes you a great debt, but don't let your guard down. The battle may be won, but the war is far from over. The Xanathar agents, they're already retreating, licking their wounds, but make no mistake, they'll be crawling back to their master now. And when they do, it won't be long before they regroup and strike again. Disrupting this ritual is a setback, yes, but it's only one part of the twisted web that the Xanathar has spun. Beholders, especially ones like the Xanathar, are extraordinarily intelligent and even more paranoid. They don't just plan for success, they plan for failure. The Xanathar would have already assumed his ritual might be stopped. He'll have another scheme already in motion. Failsafe upon failsafe. That's how beholders operate. We've just delayed the inevitable.
So what's our next step?
I would assume to kill him.
Yeah, we're gonna have to smoke that bastard.
The door of the tavern slams open with a loud thud, and in stumble Davil and Yagra, both covered in dirt and streaks of blood. Yagra's broad shoulders heave as she drags a massive, snarling bugbear behind her, its arms and legs tightly bound with thick rope. The creature thrashes weakly, but Yagra, unbothered, gives it a solid yank to keep it in line. Davil follows closely behind, his once dapper clothes now torn and stained, his face smeared with grime. He wipes a streak of blood from his brow with the back of his hand, giving a quick smirk despite his rough appearance. I've brought us a little souvenir.
I'm going to walk really close up to this bugbear and say, you die here today, one way or another. We've lost too many. I've taken too many hits. I don't have the time or the energy to be eloquent with you, but would you like to die painlessly or painfully?
You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, tough talk, Mr. Tied Up, and I poke him with a stick.
He snarls and snaps at you with these long, sharp teeth.
Also, Yagger, you looked so good bringing that thing in here.
Dan, just, where is Xanathar?
But Davil will say, I did manage to coax a bit of information out of him. We had a little chat, and he did have some mighty intriguing things to say about the Xanathar. However, you catch more flies with honey, you see. He kind of looks over at you guys who are, like, trying to kill this bugbear.
I offered him a painless death. I think that's all I can do for him right now.
I just poked him with a stick.
What did you find out from him?
This bugbear has told me that he worked very closely with the Xanathar. He has information to get us close to him. How we are to get it from him, I do not know.
I'll, like, get down on one knee kind of nearby him, put my arms, like, kind of crossed over my knee, let out a deep, deep sigh, and just... I guess we can offer you prison, but you have to tell us what we need to know.
Make a persuasion check.
That's a 26.
All right, what can I tell you?
Where he is and how we can get to him.
He shakes his head.
You don't understand. The Xanathar, he don't care about no one. Not you, not the people of Waterdeep, not even his own guild. He'd disintegrate his own best agent if he thought he were looking at him funny. And he's powerful. Damn powerful. He's got magic rings on nearly every one of his eye stalks, each one of them packed with spells to make him even stronger, more untouchable than your average beholder. He don't care about nobody, and he's right powerful, but there's one thing. Yeah, there's only one thing that matters to the Xanathar.
And what would that be?
Smirk curls across his face.
Deep in his lair, down in Skullport, there's something he loves. Something he loves more than anything in the world. Silgar.
Is that a person?
It's the Xanathar's goldfish.
Oh, I have quite the solution. And I look over at Miasolini. Seems like you're down to shine, kitty cat.
That's right. You heard me. It's his pet goldfish. The Xanathar don't give a damn about his guild, his riches, or his power. But that fish, he'd tear apart his own organization brick by brick before he let any harm come to that damn fish.
What's guarding that fish?
I've given you quite a lot. Let's go over the terms of my imprisonment, eh?
I'm not a cop, man. I don't know how jail works in this city. But I'm assuming you'd have a bed, food, and more importantly, the ability to breathe.
Right. Well, you're gonna hold me prisoner while you go deal with whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're definitely a prisoner there, friend.
How about this? I've been known as a lawyer in this town, and I have been a lawyer for some time. I'm working on getting certified, but that's neither here nor there. You've never really cared about the law, have you?
Wait, what?
Dan, just please, I'm so tired. How about this? We get back from taking this fish that he loves so dearly, and we save the city, yada, yada, yada. I'll be your lawyer.
Yeah, he's really good at it. Very much so. That's why I lived in that illustrious caravan down by a river.
Dan, she was trying to take the caravan, and you got to keep the caravan.
I did. I got to keep it.
And, might I add, Miasolini.
Fair. Fair. He is pretty good at it.
Can we get out and write?
Of course. And I'll start, like, scribbling up a contract as I'm waiting for more information to come from him.
He will say,
as for thee... defenses. The Xanathar is currently occupying his lair, but he has been focused on keeping his powerful prisoners at bay, he will likely be in his audience chamber. The Xanathar keeps Silgar in his private chambers. There's a secret entrance to get into the Xanathar's lair. The only thing guarding his private quarters is one of the Xanathar's zombie minions. One of his rivals he killed and reanimated to guard his holes and the surveillance orbs.
So you've been down there before?
I live there.
I am immediately going to turn my face into his, and I'm going to say,
good.
Guys, we might actually have this.
Never count your fey dragons before they hatch.
I'm sure that's an expression, but I think we got a chance here. We got to get that goldfish, hold it hostage, or just straight kill it, and then frame one of his guild members. Then he turns on him, he kills them all, and then we ain't got to worry about him.
Dan, we would still have to worry about him.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe one of them would kill him.
What if he kills the goldfish and not even realizes it?
Ooh. Crisscross.
That's a brilliant idea. But how?
If anything happens to that goldfish, everyone is dead. This beholder doesn't care about his plan half as much as he cares about this goldfish. Right? I need to make that, the bugbear will go out of his way to make that extremely clear to you guys. If you just go in there and kill that goldfish, you will not leave alive. And it's going to mean trouble for everyone else. The Black Viper will say, if what this bugbear says is true, the goldfish is relatively unguarded. There's a sliver of hope there. The Xanathar is distracted, focusing all of his energy on keeping the Open Lord and the Blackstaff imprisoned. His attention will be on them, trying to maintain control. That's your chance. While he's distracted with the prisoners, you can steal Silgar right under his nose. And once you have the fish in your hands, you can confront the Xanathar himself. He will have no choice but to make a deal. He's prideful, paranoid, and dangerously clever. He must have the power to destroy or somehow rid the world of the Thrallspire. Convince him to do so, and this nightmare will be over.
I'm going to create a stone that heats up, and I'm going to put it in his bowl. And if he doesn't give us what we want, then his little fishy gets boiled.
It's a goldfish. Just shoot it, Dan. My God, you have fire that comes from your hands. You have a gun.
You have a gun.
I know, but like, we got to get in his head. That's what I'm saying.
Dan, I love you. I you are like family to me. You are like a brother at this point, or at least a distant cousin. But you are trying to make... You're reinventing the wheel here, my man.
Didn't we just establish that we can't kill the
That's
fucking
goldfish?
That's what
I'm goldfish? Saying. We don't need to threaten it with a stone. We can threaten it by putting a gun up to the thing.
It's a goldfish. Can't we just dump it on the floor?
He wants to make, like, a Rube Goldberg machine with the rope and the burning candle. It's like, give us what we want.
Or I cut this string and it sets off this wheel. And you see, once this wheel gets going, it knocks over the book.
He's an 80s cartoon villain.
Yeah, see? We got him.
We're going to tie it to the railroad tracks. No, I'm just saying it's like a bit more intimidating that we put a ticking clock on it. Like, you got to deal with us or that stone's going to keep getting hotter.
A clock implies that he can kill us before the clock is done and take the stone out. If we put a gun to it, we're good.
I mean, if you want to have a lack of artistic interpretation of it, but that's fine.
Wear a funny mask while you put the gun up to it. I don't know what you want from me, but this is the easiest way to do this.
I'm going
to
go with that.
The bugbear is laying on the ground, just having a great time watching you guys argue.
There's only one other snag. The lair isn't guarded too much. All the agents are on the surface. But the secret entrance is loaded with the Xanathar's little minions.
And what would be your name?
His name is Grank.
Well, I'm assuming they know Grank.
You can assume whatever you want, friend.
Well, it'd be a shame if I didn't come back. Hate to see you rot the rest of your life in prison.
Did you finish writing that contract?
Yeah, I'd be like holding it in my hand. And my signature long form is already on there, waiting for him to sign it.
I might have falsified my connections.
He says bashfully.
That complicates things.
Do you think they know that wizard's dead? The orc wizard. Why don't you try to assume his form? I bet that feller's pretty important.
I might need a nap before a face like that. That's a lot of work. I will try, but that is a lot of work.
He is pretty gross. Look at him.
Do you know where the secret passage is?
There's a secret entrance in the North Ward through a sewer grate nearby an old guild hall. Only the Xanathar's most trusted agents know the location, but they got loose lips. It likely isn't trapped, but it will be guarded. That is, unless you can somehow draw them out.
Do you know what this secret entrance is guarded by?
I can't rightly say. I don't know.
The Black Viper will put her hands up, and she'll say, "We have the play right in front of us. Why don't we just hit them hard, above ground? We have Zentarum, Harpers, all our allies.
Any help we can take, we will take."
Renair will say, "I want to fight for my city." And Volo sort of speaks up in the back.
I wouldn't mind, dying like a hero. I want to finish your book, but...
And Renair will also say, "I'm sure that there are many, many more people in this city, besides just the Harpers and the Zentarum and you guys, that would jump at the chance to fight back."
Can we get a little bit of rest? My God, we are still pretty hurt. We need to hit this at
first. I'm going to look down at, like, the hole that's still in my stomach. I'd be like, that might be a good idea, but we can't take too long. We have a small window here.
I mean, they're still recuperating after we got the mind flayer. We might have a little bit of time to rest up before, you know, we hit this, because they've got to be resting up too.
I agree.
Renair will say, "There are still hundreds of survivors throughout the city. We've bought some time, but we need to use it wisely. I can help rally them. Get our Harper and Zentarum allies, gather forces from every corner of Waterdeep."
Let's not go off half-cocked, is what I'm saying.
Davil will say, "I've heard on the streets that many of the Xanathar's forces are already converging on the ruins of Castle Waterdeep, using it as a defensive position. We could use that to our advantage."
I'd probably pull a lot of resources, take them a lot of time.
"We could have everyone converge on Castle Waterdeep. A final stand. Citizens, survivors, anyone able to fight."
That'll be suicide.
"It would be a distraction that the Xanathar's forces would not be able to ignore."
Fair enough.
Dan, I hope you understand what we ourselves are walking into. We are asking a lot of this city, but we are also giving way more.
This is a suicide mission.
We stand greater odds of not coming back from this than almost anything else in this city.
Okay, who's got healing potions? Right here. Come on, over here. We need them.
There will be a priest of Timora who is a Harper agent, and she can give all of you some cures, cure wounds to get you guys not bleeding, actively bleeding.
Well, gentlemen, if anything, it's been an honor to consider you as family, but we should start making a move.
I agree.
I'm divorced, and I got nothing but a cat.
Yeah, Renair will say, "You all need rest. You've been through enough already, and what's coming, it's going to be even harder. Our forces, we can hold this position. The Black Viper, Davil, Mert, we've got this covered."
Did you say Mert?
Yeah, Mert the Moneylender. He's the leader of the Harpers.
Hey, Durnan.
What do you want?
I know it seemed like we were joking before, but is there any food or drink in this place right now?
I had already started making porridge.
Okay, that'll do. Thank you.
As you rest, you can still hear throughout the night explosions, the sounds of screams and clashing of swords. The city lies in ruin. But a quiet resolve settles over your allies. We get a montage. As you guys rest, we see Zentarum agents slipping through alleyways, knocking on hidden doors, whispering to shadowy figures who vanish just as quickly as they appear. Harper agents, with their signature subtlety, move through the devastated streets, gathering small groups of survivors and guiding them towards strategic locations. We can see Floon and Volo surprisingly more determined than ever, rallying troops of dock workers and merchants, convincing them to take up arms in defense of their home. The Black Viper leads from the shadows, directing both Zentarum and Harper agents with a silent but commanding presence. She moves like a specter through the city, leaving orders in her wake. Survivors, once hidden in the cracks of the city, now emerge, ready to make their stand. And throughout the day, you catch glimpses of ordinary citizens, blacksmiths, shopkeepers, fishermen, and soldiers, gathering together their makeshift weapons. The city of Waterdeep, battered but unbroken, begins to stir with new life as those who remain prepare for one final stand. And you all get a long rest.
Are we all rallying with the troops before we head out, or are we...
You descend back down to the familiar taproom of the Yawning Portal, and it's quieter than usual, the lively atmosphere replaced with a somber calm. In a shadowed corner, your allies await. The Black Viper watches the room with a keen gaze while Davil Starsong sits silently, deep in thought. Yagra stands beside him. Nearby, Floon animatedly talks to Valo, trying to lift the mood with exaggerated gestures, but the tension is undeniable. The weight of the mission ahead looms, reminding you that this calm is only temporary. Renair will rise to meet you. You're up. Good. We were starting to wonder if that fight wore you out for good, but seeing you now, we couldn't ask for better allies.
Have you gathered all of the troops you could find?
Yes, and before he can finish, the Black Viper steps in. It's about time you shook off the dust. Xanathar won't wait for us to catch our breath. We've got one shot to make this work, and I don't intend to miss.
Neither do we.
Yeah, but I really needed a nap. My God, my bones hurt so bad.
You're just old, Dan.
It's true, but also, we fought like a bunch of monsters. I blew a bunch of goblins into paste.
Renair, are the troops here?
Our allies are mobilizing as we speak. Within the hour, they'll be in position, ready to strike where it hurts most. We've coordinated every move. By the time the Xanathar even realizes what's happening, it'll be too late for him to react.
Cam is kind of inspired by this city kind of getting together. He's never really had a come-together moment before. He is going to stand on one of the tables in the bar, and he's going to look around and he's going to say, "Citizens of Waterdeep, bakers, blacksmiths, moneylenders, bartenders, and nobles, it is time once again for your city to be calling upon you. I know that times are tough and that, well, not all of us may be standing here again, taking a drink and experiencing this city for what it truly is. But let it be said that the city of Waterdeep broke before its people. Let us take once more to arms and let our stories be told by the history of this city."
All right, everyone, it's time. We've planned, we've prepared, now we execute. Move out.
Fuck yeah.
And everyone starts to filter out of the Yawning Portal. While you are on the walk, the Black Viper will say, "You'll know when it all begins. I've instructed Volothamp to send up a magical flare, the signal that our siege is underway. That's your cue to make your move. The moment you see that flare, you'll have the city on your side. Timing is everything, so stay sharp. Once we start, there's no turning back."
"Well, see you on the other side."
She just nods real coolly.
Damn, she's so fucking cool.
How do you do that?
Like, I don't know. I've been trying, man. I don't know. This fucking, she's
it's
cool.
It's the mask. I think it really helps.
Dan, you feel a meaty hand on your shoulder. And as you turn, you will see Yagra.
"Oh.
Good luck out there, Dan."
"Good luck out to you, Yagra. Don't worry. We're going to spend the night together someday.
If we make it out of this in one piece, I'll make sure you've got more than just a drink waiting when it's over."
And then she slaps you on your butt.
"Oh! Oh! Ooh,
way to go, Dan.
Hey, show me one as inspiration."
I had to throw that in there. "Show me one titty to me."
And it honestly, it's like super firm, like just part of her. What is it called? What
pectoral.
Is this called? Pectoral. It's just the pectoral.
Yeah.
Like grabbing a bag of sand.
Just to be clear, the Black Viper and Renair are going to go over the plan with you guys. So they are going to distract the city. while you guys make your way into the secret lair. You have already been informed on your way through the secret lair, or through the secret tunnel. You already know your way. You have to infiltrate the Xanathar's lair. There should be some undead thing guarding it, right? That's the only thing in there. And the other thing is surveillance orbs, which is like a way that the Xanathar can see throughout the entire complex. Okay, that's the other thing you have to watch out for. All you have to do is make your way to the Xanathar's private chamber, procure the fish, and then use it as a bargaining chip against the Xanathar to halt his plans. Because from what you understand, the Xanathar could give a fuck less about his plans if his goldfish is on the line. Does that make sense? Yeah. Do you have any questions for the Black Viper or Renair?
I do not know.
I'm good.
One of us has to grab that fish fast. If he can see us, even though we are fighting some undead monstrosity, if he comes down before we have that fish in our possession, we are in some serious trouble.
Agreed.
Yes, indeed. I'm still bringing one of my heating stones. If we have to just chuck it in the pond, it gets hot 1 degree every second. So he's only got a certain amount of time to make a deal before it's off. All you got to do, snap your fingers once to turn it on, snap your fingers again to turn it off. Similar to my vibrating stones.
The streets of Waterdeep lie in ruin. Once vibrant, but now shattered by war. Fires burn in the distance, and as you move through the debris-strewn alleyways, the distant clash echoes, a grim reminder of the Xanathar's forces wreaking havoc on innocent citizens. You weave through the wreckage, shadows clinging to your movements. Finally, you spot the hidden entrance beneath the ruins of an old guild hall. You crouch behind the remnants of a collapsed wall, peering through the smoke. There are two drow warriors that stand at attention, their dark armor glinting in the dim light, while a hulking troll lumbers nearby, its beady eyes scanning the street. The entrance is heavily guarded, and though the sounds of distant conflict echo faintly through the city, the major battle hasn't yet drawn all of the Xanathar's forces away. For now, you wait in the shadows for the signal.
All right, we're just waiting for whatever Volo's going to do, and then we go in. We go in fast. We go in hard.
Dan, don't even.
I wasn't going to say anything. God, I'm just looking at my gun, just looking at it. We just go hard and fast in that hole as soon as nobody's paying attention. All right, I got it.
You guys, you take care of whatever this creature is that's guarding it. I'll get the fish.
Maybe one of us should grab the fish. You're more proficient in being up close. One of us can get behind it, grab the fish, and keep moving. I can get there in almost the blink of an eye.
In the distance behind you, the imposing silhouette of Castle Waterdeep looms against the darkened sky, its walls flickering with bursts of light as the battle begins. Arcane blasts and the clash of steel ring through the air, a symphony of chaos echoing from the castle's battlements. Fire spread like embers caught on the wind, casting a reddish glow over the towers, while distant figures, too small to make out clearly, fight desperately on the ramparts. Suddenly, a blazing red flare shoots up from the heart of the conflict, cutting through smoke and ash. It arcs high above the city, bathing everything in an ominous crimson light before it fades, leaving a deep silence in its wake. For a brief moment, all of Waterdeep seems to pause. The flare's message, unmistakable. The siege has begun. The distraction is in motion. The drow warriors guarding the entrance tense immediately as they exchange quick glances. One gestures to the troll, who lets out a low, guttural growl before lumbering away towards the battle. The drow follow closely behind. Now is your time to strike.
Gentlemen, we have to move now. We have to move fast.
Move it. Let's go.
You guys dash towards this sewer grate, throw it open instantly, and climb down. The air grows thick and foul as you slip through the unguarded entrance and descend into the sewers beneath Waterdeep. The narrow, winding passages are slick with moisture, the distant sound of dripping water echoing around you. The walls are lined with ancient stone, cracked and worn from years of neglect. Following the directions you've been given, you navigate the maze of tunnels until you find it. A large, imposing wooden door. Worn with age, but unmistakable. Carved deep into its surface is the symbol of the Xanathar, Beyond the door, a wide set of spiral stone stairs descends into the darkness, winding deeper and deeper and deeper underground. For at least 10 minutes, you descend straight down, deeper into the earth, the stairs seemingly endless. Finally, the bottom comes into a view, a shadowed landing where the true depths of the Xanathar's lair awaits. The bottom of the staircase is a tiny little room. There's a door on it. That's all you see. What would you guys like to do?
What's the atmosphere like? Is it dim? Is it dark?
So this room that you are currently in, it's maybe 15 foot by 15 foot empty room. There is a door on one wall. There is illumination coming from the outside of the door.
Let me check on the door. I'm going to go walk up to the door, and I'm going to slowly check to see if the door is locked.
It is not.
I think I can open this one, guys. And I'm going to slowly push open the door.
Okay, make a stealth check.
15.
You want to peer through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to open it slowly and just kind of see and look through the crack of the door as it opens.
The chamber beyond is bathed in flickering torchlight. Carved into the stone walls are countless eyes of all shapes and sizes. Some are wide open, others narrow, and a few have heavy lids that blink at irregular intervals as though they are alive and watching. The effect is unnerving, as though the walls themselves are aware of your presence. At the end of the chamber, a massive circular double door looms, standing in stark contrast to the carved eyes around it. In the center of the chamber floats a grotesque sight, a decaying beholder zombie. Its massive, rotting form hovers unnaturally, its once majestic eye stalks now limp and withered, though some still twitch with the remnants of unnatural life. The central eye is dull, a lifeless orb, but a faint glow of necrotic energy lingers in the remains of its other eyes, scanning the room in a jerky, unnatural way. Flanking it are two smaller creatures, gazers, hovering like twisted miniature versions of the beholder.
All right, so I'm going to look back to everybody. It's not just a regular zombie. It's a beholder zombie, and then two of the babies. And then the walls are lined with eyes.
Oh, damn.
There's a door at the end of the hallway. I'm hoping that's the door we need. Cam, do you think you can get to that door?
As long as it's not locked. I could also try and keep them in place while you get to the door. Whichever you think would be best.
I got nothing on this, fellas.
Gotta do something.
All right, let's me and you get to the door. If it's locked, I'll get you in. If it's not, me, Dan, and Tay will distract that thing while you get the fish.
I will help as much as I can before I get to that door.
I like it. I'll set up over here with my doomstick.
I think it's best that I help you with the beholder. This, from what I've known and what I've seen of them, they're not something to be taken lightly.
The problem is the eyes on the wall. The second we step out there, they're going to know we're here.
There's not much we can do about that.
Is there any way we can lure that zombie over to us? Maybe jump him before anybody knows what's happening?
Even still, once it moves, the eyes will know that something is here.
I got an idea. What if I drop an orb of darkness in there?
It's not a bad idea.
If we can get past this hallway, that's at least one less thing we have to worry about.
We don't have to engage him. I mean, once we got everything we need, he's not even going to be a problem.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Am I able to get the timing of the blinking eyes?
It is sporadic. There's probably 10,000 eyeballs carved into the walls, and they all, some of them blink, some of them don't. Some of them are big, some of them are small. It's a mural of eyeballs.
And it's a straight hallway?
Yes. You're on the far end. There's a door on the opposite end.
So as soon as he drops that darkness in there, we make a run for the door, avoid the creatures, and we'll see what's on the other side of the door.
The question is, where do I drop it? Do I drop it on the creature? It's a 60-foot range.
Can we get to one spot and then move it in front of us again?
Oh, so you guys would be in the darkness too.
To where we're still in it no matter what? Hands on each other's shoulders.
I mean, that's our best bet. We don't know what these eyes on the wall do.
If you cast darkness in the room, it will completely block out as soon as you open the door. That's how close they are. They're 20 feet away from you, so 30-foot diameter.
If you cast it on something, it will move, correct?
Yes.
Put me in front. cast it on me and just stay behind me. It moves with us. This way the eyes are only going to see black.
We're also not going to be able to see. Do we follow the edge of the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll lay my hand on L's shoulder, and all of a sudden darkness just starts appearing from him and emanating from him outward.
I'll put my hand onto Tay's shoulder. I'll
put my hand onto Cam's shoulder
for Waterdeep. And I open the door and start making my way down the hallway.
You open the door. None of you can see anything. It's pitch black. But you do hear... and littler... of the gazers and the zombie beholder. And you're going to start just rushing your way down to the end of the hall.
Maybe not rushing, but power walk, maybe.
Why doesn't everyone make me a stick together check? I want it to be dex-based... I guess acrobatics, but that feels wrong. But I'm going to use acrobatics for my purposes for this.
So acrobatics?
I would like that, yeah.
I still have a point of heroic inspiration. I'm going to use it on this. 20.
9.
21.
25.
Cam, you almost lose your grip, but everyone forces you forward, and you stick together with them. As you guys will hear laser beams firing at random all around you. I do need at least one person to roll a d4. L, you're 1. Tay, you're 2. Cam, you're 3. Dan, you're 4. Roll a d4. Okay. L, I need you to roll another d4.
3.
Okay, this wasn't the worst one. Make a constitution saving throw as one of the rays does manage to make its way to you.
14.
You just succeed, and you take no damage. As a necrotic damage ray hits you, you barely dodge out of the way. And L, you reach for a door.
All right, I'm going to put my hands on it until I can feel the handle and see if the door's locked.
It's not, and you totally can open it.
I'm going to go ahead and slowly open the door, and I don't want to make any noise.
Make a stealth check.
23.
Why doesn't everyone make a stealth check?
Bitch!
4.
6.
22.
You guys all stumble because the door is circular. However, it is about 10 inches off the floor, as if whatever creature opens and closes these doors regularly floats. It doesn't cause any distractions. However, you cannot see anything that's ahead of you. And you still hear laser beams shooting and behind you.
Dan, close the door.
Shut the door. All right.
You close the door.
I think we need to drop it. We can't see anything.
Well, I was going to say what we could do is have somebody who's not attached to me, because I'm the darkness right now. I'm the darkness. Maybe have somebody go in front of me and can peek out of the darkness.
So I'm going to turn into a mind flayer and just kind of try and walk my way out of this darkness.
You step out of the darkness, and to your left, someone is standing right next to you. What do you do?
I am going to look at them and say, use message. Look at them, and in their head say, what are you still doing here?
You connect to nothing because it's a statue.
Dope. You guys shoot or shoot, you know what I mean?
great move.
You're gonna try it.
The hallway stretches out before you, and it is lined with eerie, lifelike statues of humanoids frozen in moments of terror. Some are caught mid-run, others with their mouths open in silent screams, and a few seem to be pleading, their hands outstretched in desperation. The detail is striking, almost too perfect, as if their fear has been captured for eternity. Drifting slowly through the hall, two purple crystal orbs float back and forth, their glowing pupils scanning the area like watchful eyes. The orbs pulse faintly, their gaze sweeping across the space, ever vigilant. A few doors branch off from the hallway, their edges barely visible in the dim light. At the far end of the hall, it takes a sharp turn to the east, disappearing out of sight. You look behind you, there is a giant sphere of darkness. That is so, so obvious.
Okay, I'm going to shoot a message into Tay's head and say... I think we're past the things that would be fooled by a darkness spell. I think it's time to let go of that. There are scrying eyes here.
I'll drop darkness.
As soon as you drop darkness, one of the orb things that are just floating into the middle of the room turns and sees all of you.
Okay, so it noticed me before and didn't think anything of it?
Correct.
But the darkness had it kind of fooled?
A little.
Okay.
Not anymore, though. It's gone.
Because I thought you were like, oh yeah, no, it's very obvious that this is here. So I was like, okay.
There wasn't any tact to it. So the scrying orb eyes see all of you. There's two of them. They swiftly look at each other and turn around go down the hall and turn around the corner. Like they're running.
Fuck.
But they're just little floating crystal orbs.
We will waste time chasing them. We need to find what we're looking for.
Do we know where in this lair the fish is?
Yes. Near the end of the hall. There's a bunch of different doors that connect off of this hall. This is like a grand hall that leads through the complex. The hall turns to the left. At the end of that hall, there is a door to the left and a door to the right. The door to the right is the one you need to go through.
Let's boogie.
Let's move.
Let's go.
You guys run down the hall. The orbs cut into a doorway, like a doggy door, that is shaped like a circle. And all the doors in this whole complex are shaped like circles, and they're about 10 inches off the floor.
All right, I'm going to run straight to the door and try to see if I can open it.
It is locked.
All right, I'm going to pull out my lock picks and see if I can...
I'm going to put a hand on L's shoulder and say, you got this. I'm going to give you a bardic inspiration.
25.
That is just enough. That is just enough. So this is a very complex lock. And with sweat dripping down the side of your face.
Oh, this is the hardest he's ever worked.
Yeah, and this is the hardest lock you've ever picked. And with a click, it's unlocked.
He's going to open the door.
Before you is a long, tube-like tunnel, its smooth, polished walls glistening faintly in the dim light. The passage curves slightly, giving it an organic, almost vein-like appearance, as if carved by something unnatural. A faint hum of energy vibrates through the air, filling the tunnel with an ominous, tense atmosphere. You step inside, the narrow tunnel forcing you to move single file. The floor beneath your feet slopes gently downward, leading deeper into the heart of the Xanathar's lair, towards his most private sanctum.
All right, let's keep moving.
All right. Oh, hey, we're great, fellas.
They know we're here.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We need to move. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we still got to do like a lot of important stuff. I'm just being encouraging. We're doing great.
All right, who's going first? I'll go. Knowing that time is of the essence, as he's starting to move forward in the dim light, he's just going to start activating his mantle, and he's just going to start misty stepping.
You follow this unnaturally smooth tunnel that is a tube, and the air seems to grow thick as you reach the end of the tunnel. And you see before you the Xanathar's private chamber. A vast circular room lit by strange glowing orbs suspended from the ceiling. The walls are adorned with intricate carvings of eyes, hundreds of them, watching from every surface. Some blink lazily while others remain wide open, unblinking and unsettling. The floor is a polished black stone, reflecting the dim light with a smooth, cold sheen. At the center of the chamber, a massive fishbowl dominates the space, easily 20 feet in diameter. Inside is an entire miniature world, a small coral reef teeming with vibrant colors, a tiny shipwreck resting on a sandy bottom, and inside, swimming lazily around this underwater domain, are not just one, but over 30 yellow goldfish, each moving gracefully through the crystal clear waters.
Throw a stone in it.
If you like this podcast and want even more action, dive into The Descent on YouTube. I'm the DM for this intense, story-driven campaign that takes adventurers from the treacherous streets of Baldur's Gate to the fiery depths of the Nine Hells. For epic battles, dark mysteries, and thrilling twists, just head over to Dungeon Lord J on YouTube and join the adventure. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We are incredibly grateful for all your support and for joining us on these wild adventures. If you're enjoying the show and want to help us keep the adventure going, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon. As a patron, you'll get access to exclusive content and behind-the-scenes extras. We appreciate you and can't wait to see you next time. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, And this has been Quest.
It is taking Volo a really long time to set off that flare. I'm getting nervous.
I gotta tell you, my stomach is a little bit twisted up in knots. I mean, I might have to take like a break behind those crates over there.
I told you not to eat those wings.
Hot sauce always does this to you, Dan.
I know, but I love it. It's so tangy.
Why didn't you go before we left?
I didn't have to go, but it just hits me all at one time.
There was a perfectly good bathroom in the yawning portal.
You could have even shit into the portal.
I didn't have to go.
Dan, we're on a suicide mission. You know what happens when you die? You shit everywhere. You really want your last shit to be this bad?
Actually, kinda, yeah. Fuck those guys. I'm gonna go take a shit right now. I gotta go behind these crates.
All right, there's a signal.
Let's go.
Dan, let's go. Pinch it off.
You got it again.